All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors public meeting. It's our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Time is approximately 7:02 p.m. The board did not meet in executive session tonight. We did just finish up a public hearing. So I'm calling the meeting to order officially at 7:02 p.m. At this time, I would ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Edward, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Members of Goodman.
Here.
Member Carano.
Here.
Member Nunn.
Here.
And Member Bruzo.
Here.
You have four present. Member Wyckoff is absent this
evening. Yes, correct. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. So we have four members of the board present. Quorum to move forward. The first item on the agenda is our visitor or public comment session. Before we get started with that, I'll make the general housekeeping announcement that although it is posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device, everyone needs to speak directly into the microphone at the podium if you get up and speak. In addition to the meeting minutes being transcribed, keep in mind that the recording of this meeting is ultimately posted to the website so people can hear the meeting as well, right? So it's really important that we don't speak over each other, not only so that our stenographer can transcribe clearly who is saying what at any given time, but that anybody listening from home that when the audio is posted can also follow along. So that takes us to our visitor or public comment session. The first session, we have two sessions, one now, one at the end. It's an opportunity for anybody from the public wishing to place comment into the record to come forward. We ask that you introduce yourself, first name, last name. Typically, I would suggest that we ask that you spell your last name unless it's something that does not need spelling. But we do that so that everyone is identified correctly in the record. So first name, last name, and address. Public comment is for residents. It's not for non-residents. And we ask that you try to keep your point to about 3 minutes. If you can keep it to 3 minutes, we can accommodate others that would like to come forward and still get on with the business of the meeting. So with that, is there anyone that would like to come forward and place comment into the record at this time?
Hello, Rich Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E, Procter & Gamble. I got the soap, they got the money. Follow up on my question 2 meetings ago about getting the ball rolling on this entertainment tax or revenue coming into the community. Has there been any contact or anybody on the board that's assigned to be working with the Derry Township School District to see if we can get everybody together and start an open discussion with this? Because again, like I said, with the economy the way it is, with our needs in the community building every day, I think we need to come to some kind of consensus and we gotta work together so that everybody's treated fairly and everybody pays their fair share. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Is there anyone else that would like to put comment into the record? All right, seeing as no one is coming forward, we will close this particular segment of the visitor public comment session. We'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is the consent calendar. The items under the consent calendar can be approved all with one motion, or they can be taken each separately, and that's at the discretion of the board. So the items under the consent calendar are on the agenda for those of you that picked it up on the desk in the front by the doors. The first is the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from our February 27th public hearing. As well, there were two public hearings that day, one at 6 p.m. and one at 6:30 p.m., and the supervisor's regular meeting minutes, which occurred at 7 p.m. on the 27th. And item B under the consent calendar is the approval of the March 12th accounts payable and payroll. So with that, I will look to my colleagues on the board for a motion.
I will offer a motion to accept the consent calendar as written in tonight's agenda.
I'll second.
All right, motion is made by Mrs. Nutt to approve the items under the consent calendar in one motion. It's seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Are there any questions or any discussion from the board members? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously, 4-0. That will take us to the next item, which is new business. The first item under new business is A, the adoption of a decision for the conditional use application number 2023-02, as filed by Tin Lin Ung of Skybridge General Services, LLC, regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 911 May Street. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The hearing on this case initially started on January 23rd, 2024, and it was concluded on February 13th, 2024. As the board's aware, they have 45 days to render a decision. The attached decision was prepared by Pat Armstrong, and if adopted, would grant authorization for the short-term rental while using while attaching reasonable conditions and ordinary conditions to this operation. I'm recommending that the decision be adopted as written.
All right, any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item from the board? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the decision for conditional use application number 2023-02 be adopted as written.
All right, motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I will second.
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion or any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is B. It's the preliminary final lot consolidation and land development plan for Hershey Lumber Company, plat 1381. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan is filed for the establishment of a dwelling for employees and students' use in accordance with a recent amendment to the zoning ordinance. The land proposed for this use is comprised of four tracts owned by the Hershey Trust Company and located in the downtown core 9.1. This project will seem very familiar because it did come through as a conditional use. The project site contains a gross area of 4.985 acres. The project proposes an 18% reduction in the existing impervious coverage despite the new construction. There's a traffic impact study for the site improvements. It was prepared by Traffic Planning and Design. Under that study, it was anticipated that the project will generate 32 new weekday AM peak hour trips, 81 new weekday PM peak hour trips, as well as 66 new Saturday midday peak hour trips. Although TPD does note that the project, because of its associated multimodal accommodations, is likely to produce fewer trips than would be normally scheduled by the ITE projections. Within the report, they make recommendations for a few modifications to the site. I'm not going to read through all of them. I'm just going to highlight some of the more important ones. So, L Street is the main street back into this center. It's between Rite Aid and Duck Donuts. They are suggesting that left turns be prohibited leaving L Street onto Chocolate Avenue during the weekday PM peak hour, Mondays through Fridays, 3 to 6 p.m. The project proposes to widen North First Street to meet Dairy Township Valley standards for an 18-foot cartway, and will provide adequate width to accommodate two-way traffic. They will also construct curb and sidewalk on the north side of North First Street to provide a pedestrian connectivity. Based on the review of the traffic volumes and other adjacent intersection opportunities, the report is recommending conversion of M Street, which comes out on the west side of Rite Aid, to a one-way condition southbound towards Chocolate Avenue. So in the case of the M Street, that would take an act by the Board of Supervisors. I don't know if that needs to be discussed this evening as part of this, but it is a recommendation in the traffic report and probably something that we should move forward on. One other item that warrants some discussion is in the decision for the conditional use application. There was a condition, item X, that noted that the utilities associated with the proposed use and those required to be moved along any street being widened or altered shall be installed underground unless otherwise approved by the township at the time of land development. So not surprisingly, I think everybody's aware, and I can certainly go to Google Earth, the utilities in the alley are, there's a lot of them. And it would be extremely difficult to relocate those all underground. Now, the applicant is proposing relocation of utility poles to, you know, for the purposes of widening the alley. But it would be incredibly difficult and incredibly disruptive to all the neighbors to relocate those underground. Mainly because, as you can see, there's over 50 individual service lines overhead going from the poles into the properties, whether they're, you know, the hotel or residences or businesses, all which would require underground trenching. Since it was a condition of the conditional use application, and the condition is unless otherwise approved by the township at the time of land development, I want to make the board aware of this and that in approving this land development, I think you'd be approving the retention of the above ground utilities here in the alley. There's waivers requested from the subdivision and land development ordinance. I don't know if the board wants me to go over all of them. There are no really unusual ones for what we would typically see in a land development plan like this. They do have some property frontage on Ridge Road, and in that case, it is this tiny little portion here where the powerhouse used to be. In that case, we are looking for a fee in lieu of sidewalk. Basically a sidewalk waiver for this section. The sidewalk goes under the underpass on the opposite side. Doesn't seem like sidewalk would serve any purpose there. Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on December 12th made a recommendation that the plan be approved, with some items being cleaned up. The majority of those items have been cleaned up. And the Planning Commission also recommended that the waivers be granted as outlined in the explanation section of the agenda item. The Derry Township Shade Tree Commission did not have a quorum at their January 29th meeting, therefore no official action could be taken. So with all of that, and understanding that there's still some conversations we had, I am recommending approval of 1381, conditioned upon the 25 conditions in my staff comments.
So, Chuck, you're satisfied. I mean, there was a lot of public discussion at our prior meeting about this plan and the board. We all sort of exercised our concerns, and the applicant was, you know, addressed those concerns during that meeting. And I mean, candidly, I remember a lot of the things, but conditions that are contained in the approval here, you're satisfied they address the concerns that we elicited at that prior meeting?
I do. You know, certainly many of those concerns were cited in the conditional use, and you know, we did review the conditions of the conditional use, and you know, really find the item related to the utilities in the alley as being anything that I don't want to say was or wasn't addressed, but that should be discussed out of the conditional use conditions. And I believe everything else was adequately addressed.
And you referenced M Street. That should be, there's reference in our information, our documents, that we talked about making a runway.
That would take an action by the board.
Right. And that doesn't, and so it would be one way leaving the, if it's going south, so it would be one way to Chocolate Avenue, right, as opposed to one way in from Chocolate Avenue.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that would be actually from no, it is M Street. Never mind.
What's that?
It is M Street, yes.
Yeah. So the board can take that up on a separate occasion because we'd have to pass an ordinance to that effect, correct?
Right.
And the applicant's aware that the board is interested in proceeding in that manner as a result, as part of the approval of this site. Is that a fact? Correct?
Correct. And we've also talked to the adjoining, Mr. Purcell, who's the adjoining property owner.
And just so the M Street one way provision, that's a recommendation from the traffic impact study, correct? So depending upon how the board proceeds on the plan, it will probably be a condition of the plan that the applicant, you know, reimburse the township for all the fees associated and the costs associated with the ordinance and adopting and changing that street to a one-way. And are there any issues? This is more, I guess, to the applicant. I think the conditional use, one of the conditions was that you proceed with all the proposed recommendations of a traffic impact study. Now that you have those, the applicant is agreeable to proceeding with all of those recommended improvements and recommendations from the traffic impact study. I think they've, Chuck, did you set forth them all in your memo?
I did.
Yes, I don't think that we would have any issue with complying with those. I mean, obviously, the township adopting an ordinance, we can't.
Yeah, that's a little case, but I think there's a lot of other recommendations. Tasks or adjustments or improvements to be made. It's my understanding that the applicant willing to comply with all those recommendations from the traffic impact study. I vaguely remember one of those alleys is private alley, right? Does that, which one is the private alley?
Not one that we're messing with, but yes.
What's that?
I said not one that we're messing with, but yes, there are some private alleys along.
Are there any recommendations in the traffic impact study associated with that, the private alley? Maybe this is...
I don't think so. Craig, do you recall?
No, there aren't.
It's okay, thank you. So the traffic engineer, Craig Malott, said no, there aren't recommendations for the private alley.
And there were some proposed revisions or improvements associated with the Duck Donuts curving, whose property is that on?
That is on somebody else's property. I believe they have agreements to do that, but I'll let them speak to that.
I guess the question is to the applicant. You know, to the extent improvements or facilities need to be constructed on property not owned by the applicant, have you taken steps to approach those neighboring property owners, and are there agreements in place, easements in place, and if so, have you provided them to the township?
We have met with the neighbors. We've walked the site with them. They've signed agreements. We're just waiting on that. Final plots for the official easements.
And that would be from which property owners?
The Duck Donuts.
Just the Duck Donuts property?
Mm-hmm.
There's no other neighboring adjacent property owners that you need easements or agreements?
Not permanent easements, construction easements. Okay, so the only permanent easement is the Duck Donuts owner. We submitted multiple signed things for them.
questions? While Pat's looking through his notes, any questions for board members? I know this is not this.
I have a question in regards to the alleys. I think that we also talked about when you folks came in, we did the, we went through the whole plan, potentially making L and M right turn onlys. I think we talked about that, but it was something that we had to pass an ordinance with. Is that still at least in the works? Where is that ball in our court now to make those right turn onlys? I think we even talked about the timing of it, or it being self-limiting, because when you are coming out those alleys at certain times, there's too much traffic to make a left-hand turn. But I think we were also going to add some signage there. So I'm just questioning where that is in the process.
Good evening, board members. Craig Malott with Traffic Planning Design. Natalie, you remember correctly, at L Street, the recommendation of our report was to prohibit left turn movements from L, if you can help me out, Chuck, onto Route 422 headed into town during the PM peak, so that's 3 to 6 p.m. We proceeded that way. Our PennDOT plans show that, so we do not have that approval yet, but we're getting very close, so we anticipate that. Our study did not contemplate changing or making left turn prohibitions at any of the other alleys. That is within the borough, or within the township purview, okay, though. So in talking with Eric, as we're going through the conversion of M Street, if there's a desire to prohibit those turning movements at other alleys, that can be done, but it wasn't called out specifically in our report.
Thank you. And then my other question, I think that you guys touched on it, not so much official communication in terms of easements, but are you communicating with Jack Donuts and the local property owners and the local businesses so they know what's going on in Hershey Plaza so that they're not blindsided by, oh, construction starting today, like keeping them in the loop of the process since they'll have some limitations getting back into their property? I just want to make sure if that's being taken care of so they're in the loop.
Yeah, I guess in terms of property owners, we have a communication with the owner of the plaza, obviously, any communication with their residents. The plazas, which is kind of interesting, they clearly want the separation. I mean, we talked about potential easements and everything too. They clearly want a separation of this property, their property from this property. Contemplated an emergency access of the fire company on, but not a, they don't want traffic one way or the other to their property.
But what you're saying then, Kevin, is there won't be any impacts to them getting in and out, like during.
No, I mean, the only thing is they have, despite signs, their residents do sometimes cut through this lot. We talked to them about gates and other alternatives that we do across, and probably rightfully so. They just don't want that.
It might be helpful, I think, to Mrs. Nutt's point, Ken, if your team would just send a proposed message to the plaza management and suggest that they send, pass that along to all of their residents, right?
Absolutely. Just so that, yeah. And we've had a couple, probably three or four meetings with their local management team.
And I would say not up to Mrs. Nutt's point, to all those businesses, just so that as construction, as you begin to break ground, they know, okay, it started, and for this period of time, it might be, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, that they will make the appropriate adjustments, and they will email us asking us what.
And we have the most traffic and the most impact is the Hidden Stove property, and then we have several meetings with, partly because there's a widening occurring in front of the property, and they're very on board with this project.
I imagine everybody is back there. I mean, it sounds like the Leonards are now as well. So you've built up the support you needed. I guess we're just saying, just keep everybody over there.
One thing I think we've all learned is people, if you talk to them 6 months ago, they don't necessarily remember that.
All right.
What I would suggest is there's a lot of traffic improvements that are recommended in that study, right, Greg? We talked about a few of them, the M Street and the L Street. Would it be helpful to the board maybe for him to, if there's a plan sheet that he can take you through all the proposed traffic? Because there's a lot of them, right?
I haven't cited in my staff.
I know, but sometimes it would help to show the board specifically what. If you want, I mean, if you don't think it's a, if you think it's a purpose exercise, it's fine.
What might be helpful, and I don't think you need to do it tonight, but Craig, it might be helpful for you and Chuck to coordinate on, you know, we have an expectation that there will be, based on the traffic study and our conversations, there are going to be some things done. We talked about some of them tonight. But maybe if you put a, if there was just a list that you had in your possession and we have in our possession, so that as the project starts, you know, as it begins and if you move to, you get closer to finishing, we will have to draft and pass ordinances around some of those traffic changes or improvements, and it'd be good if we were all on the same page in terms of what those are. So I don't think we need to do it for the approvals tonight, though.
Well, I think Pat and I can draft that into the ultimate conditions of approval that go out to the applicant.
And I guess that was my next question, more so for Chuck. What is the time frame for acting on the plan? Is the applicant looking for an action of the board tonight, or?
March 26th is the deadline.
Okay. And I don't know where the board is with respect to this plan, but in the event that the board's not ready to take action tonight, is there an issue from the applicant if this were to go on through the next agenda? And
We would strongly, just because we've been here a number of times, Pat, we'd strongly. Obviously, you have the development agreement and opportunity to insert things in there. Our concerns. I shouldn't be talking from here. Sorry about that. But yeah, I think we like conditional approval, and you know, I think again that you started working on the development agreement, and I think most of these questions and issues can be addressed in there if the board's comfortable with that.
I mean, that's really a question for the board if you're comfortable with it. I mean, there's a lot of pieces to this plan, so it's up to the board what you're comfortable with. Why don't we talk about, I guess, the utilities? So a condition in the conditional use was that those utilities would go on the ground. So you're asking this board, at least tonight, to change that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's really based on PPL's primarily saying it's a non-starter for them. They really can't. We'll move the poles to the point that we can, which is, if I'm correct, right in front of the right before the Leonard property. After that, it is not even feasible. But we didn't realize that when we had the conditional use hearing. But it really can't happen. It's not like we would be underground because any part of our property. But it's just it is a non-starter from PPL standpoint.
We had them out on site. So both PPL and Verizon both came and walk the alley with us, and they mark which poles could and couldn't be buried. So we're burying as many as we can, but, you know, Chuck, if you back up to the corner, you could see the, you know, the boxes and what is buried and what it supports. So turn around. Yeah. And then if you go up two more poles, the one closest to the right end.
Go one more spot.
So that's the pole we pin out there right there. It's on your left.
So you're in fact burying some of these utility lines?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, you're not proposing leaving them all. But to what point are you going to be stopping? Or was recommended that you stop burying them up there?
So
the Leonard's property?
Yeah, so this is the first pole that we cannot bury. The one that we're looking at on the screen.
So that's the
each pole heading closer to the plaza It's going to be buried.
Okay, so is that the west side of Leonard's property or the east side of Leonard's property?
The west side.
The west side, sir.
So you're looking towards
the... Oh, that's right, to their front gate.
Yeah.
Right to their front gate.
Well, it's their west gate.
Up to that point, you're planning on...
Correct.
Okay, that was actually a question I wanted to ask before. So it's not... Thank you.
So you are burying some. You are putting some...
We're
if I were to describe that, because what you're asking is an adjustment to the conditional use decision by way of the land development approval.
I
was to describe which ones you can't and which ones you will be putting underground, how would
the land development... I think the plan, and I think Chuck mentioned this in his opening or his description, the land development plan shows which ones are being buried and which ones are not.
Okay.
And essentially, by approving that plan... It's
so you've already...
The modification, okay. Yes, we've already...
And HRG has reviewed it?
Correct.
Hold on the lighting plan, Chuck. Yeah. And the only traffic improvements that require an ordinance from the township, to my understanding at this point, is changing M Street to one way and restricting the left turn from L Street onto
during
peak.
That's correct. That's correct.
There's no other required ordinances to implement the proposed traffic improvements.
There'll be a stop sign.
And we are doing all the improvements down the orchard as well, which I don't think... I mean, it's in the plans, it just hasn't come up tonight. Yeah, you can see
the... I think the poles are in there somewhere, but
So there's no adjustment on the land development plan?
No.
Okay.
Eric, does HRG have any issues with the recommended traffic improvements from the traffic impact study?
We do not. We were supportive of the recommendations that were in the traffic study.
You understand that any action from the board would be, one of the conditions would be that you have to comply with all the conditions of the conditional use?
Absolutely.
Unless to the extent it's changed by way of this decision, which will be the utilities on the ground.
That's
cool. Yeah, I mean, any of the conditions of the conditional use were accepted to the fact that the appeal or anything like that. So, yeah, you know, we're bound by those.
I guess for the purposes of the board, if you were willing to proceed with an action on the plan tonight, it would include, the partial waiver of the underground utilities based upon the plan. And the traffic improvements being consistent with the traffic impact study recommendations. And I would suggest including or incorporating a reference to the ordinance revision, or the ordinance is associated with the one-way on M and the left turn restriction on L, subject to the applicant paying for the cost associated with that at the point.
Yeah, I would think we can do a separate agreement, but I think we'd be already covered with what we've already signed on at that and we're paying for that.
Obviously, I don't think that we can condition getting an ordinance passed as being a condition, but to the extent we will pay for advertising and whatnot, I think that that's reasonable. Yeah.
And also from the utility poles, I think the way Chuck read the conditional use is to accept to the extent modified as part of the...
Correct, and that's what we're doing.
So
that's why I was asking if there's a way I could describe.
It's going to be consistent
with the plan.
Is what I'm saying.
The latest revised plan, we'll move
the poles are removed.
I would assume that the approval letter could say something along the lines of, you know, as recognized in the conditional use decision, underground utilities are replaced on the ground as possible. Set that is depicted on the plan. I think something like that should be fine.
And nothing's changed with respect to the actual building since the conditional use decision?
No.
That's all the questions I have. If the board were to proceed, what would you want for the waivers? Do you have any questions or concerns with the requested waivers? You can do a motion on the waivers.
I'm going to make a motion that the waivers that are requested are granted from the Stormwater Management Ordinance and the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final lot consolidation and land development plan for the Hershey Lumber Company, Plat 1381. That's the motion. Do we have a second to my motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Are there any questions or discussion? I would just say, in terms of discussion, the Planning Committee, we've heard this presentation at length at a prior hearing on this matter. Planning Commission has approved these waivers, recommended the waivers to us. They're consistent with our understanding of the development of this property, and therefore I support it. So all those in favor of approving the motion on waivers, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion on waivers passes unanimously. The second motion deals with the plan itself.
So to the extent the board wants to act on the land development plan, well, actually lot consolidation and land development plan, it will be conditional upon the applicant complying with and satisfying all the conditions and requirements set forth in Chuck Emmerich's review memo, numbers 1 through 25, as well as the latest review letter from HRG, as well as further conditional upon the applicant complying with all the recommendations associated with the traffic impact study and the traffic improvements provided for within, further subject upon the applicant reimbursing the township for the costs associated with any ordinances necessary to implement those proposed recommendations of the traffic impact study, and further subject to the we're also acknowledging the fact that the township is agreeable to a partial adjustment to the requirement in the conditional use decision with respect to the burying of the utilities in a manner and form acceptable to the township engineer as presented in the latest plan submitted to the township. And finally, subject to the applicant complying with all the conditions set forth in the conditional use decision.
That was really well said. That's impressive.
So can we just...
You can just say it.
Yes. So I'll make a motion, and I'll make a motion that that reflects precisely what Mr. Armstrong just stated on the record. Is there a second, to that motion?
Second.
Right, the motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion or questions? All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously. All right, that concludes this item.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate all the diligence and time that the township staff and officials have given to us in this process, and hopefully we're looking forward to building a great project in the township.
Thank you. All right, the next item is C. It's the consideration of proposed construction of a new principal structure, which is for dwellings for employees and students at the Associated Improvements at 339 West Chocolate Avenue, Hershey, within the downtown core overlay zoning district. Mr. Emmerich.
I think that's safe for this agenda item. It's still there. So the applicant was gracious enough to provide us a time extension when they made their presentation to the downtown core design board of their building and site design for this project. So what I had asked them to do was provide us an extension of time until such time as the Board of Supervisors had the land development plan on their agenda. So that would be this evening. The board may recall that some years ago, a couple years ago, we revised the Downtown Core Design Board standards to require that the Board of Supervisors give final approval to full demolition of buildings or construction of new buildings. So this comes to you this evening as a construction of a new building. I think you've all seen the presentation when they brought their architect here. I just thought that they did a phenomenal job presenting the colors and the textures and showing how much this really tries to comply with our downtown core design standards and with the neighborhood and with the feel of the property that they're trying to present. So with that said, barring any new compelling testimony from offered tonight, I'm supporting the Board of Supervisors' approval of the Downtown Core Design Board's written recommendation for the construction of the new building as submitted under Downtown Core Design Board application number 484. If you want more of a presentation, I'm sure that somebody from the team could jump in. But again, I think this is something that this board's seen.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich or the applicant?
Mr. Emmerich, this is just, nothing's changed from what we've seen
before.
Nothing has changed. So this is all what we've already seen months and months ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't feel it was appropriate to bring the building before the Board of Supervisors for approval to be constructed prior to you taking action on the land development plan.
Okay.
And the applicant agreed and provided a very long time extension.
Any other questions for Mr. Emmerich? If not, is there a motion?
I will offer a motion that we approve the construction of the new building, that the Board of Supervisors approves the design of the new structure as depicted on DCDB application number 484 and submitted to Derry Township on November 9th, 2023. Conditions on the following that are specified in tonight's agenda, items A, B, and C.
I'll second.
All right, motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. It's seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Are there any questions or discussion on this motion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion with the three conditions, A, B, and C, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion is approved unanimously.
Can we leave now?
Yeah, you can leave.
I didn't realize we were in the same.
All right, the next item is D. It's the preliminary final land development plan for MHS Family Center, plat 1382. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The focus of this land development plan is a 7,585 square foot addition to the Highland Student Home located at 737 Meadow Lane. Through the proposed addition and the interior renovations, the Highland Student Home will be converted into a family center accommodating 8 employees and providing 11 visiting rooms and a 1,150 square foot conference space. The family center will be accessed via an existing driveway from Meadow Lane. Project will have nominal impact on traffic as it's replacing an existing family center. Stormwater will be handled on site by directing flow to an existing basin that has capacity to accommodate the new impervious coverage. And the family center will be served by public water and sewer facilities. The proposal includes acceptable parking counts that will be provided through the addition of a few new parking spaces. Here again, this is a Milton Hershey School project. The list of waivers is large because of the size of the campus versus the size of the project. So there are 18 waivers, well, 17 waivers and one deferment that's requested. The waivers are pretty ordinary to what we've become accustomed to see on campus projects, as is the deferment. Deferment is really regarding sidewalk installation, which we do an agreement for each plan just for the sake of saying that sidewalks aren't waived, they're deferred. Planning Commission did recommend approval of this plan and the associated waivers, and I am also recommending approval of the of plat 1382. in accordance with the 18 conditions in my staff comments. The applicant is here if there's any questions.
I assume no waivers or deferments stand out.
I don't want to offend the applicant, but it's not really that exciting of a project, to be honest with you.
These, honestly, so many of these start running together. I know we've heard about all this in depth, and I'm afraid for the public it looks like we don't know what we're doing up here, and we're just saying go. But I know that I've spent way too much time in my life looking at these plans and questioning you guys. It just seems like so much time has gone by, but when I'm looking at this, could you just come forward so I can ask you a couple of questions just to refresh my recollection? You have to just identify yourself.
I'm Melanie Mamer. I'm with the Longtown Hershey School. I'm the Director of Planning and Design.
And Melanie, just remind me, where is this project on your property?
Sure. So it is close to the intersection of Meadow Lane and Route 322. It's across the street, across Meadow Lane from Founders Hall.
Okay.
It is was an existing student home that we are renovating for this family-centered use.
It makes much more sense to me now.
Yeah.
It's coming back. I just honestly, sometimes it's...
Understand.
With all of these projects, you know, they start running together, but... And this will be used as it'll be a family center.
Yes, a family center. It will accommodate parents and sponsors of our students, where the students can go to this facility and meet with their family and sponsors. This program function already exists on our campus. It is in another student home that sits behind the current student home that we're proposing to renovate.
And we're not expecting this to have any real impact on traffic in the area. This
no,
is essentially already existing.
And yes.
Yeah, this is... thank you. That's...
You're very welcome.
I feel much better. Does anybody else... I don't want to hog this. Does anybody have questions for Melanie? I feel better about now voting on it because it comes back. If there are no other questions, is there a member of the board that would like to offer a motion?
I'll make a motion. Motion number one, that waivers and deferments are granted from the subdivision and land development ordinance, chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item, for the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Family Center, plat 1382.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next... we need a second motion. Thank you.
I will offer the second motion that the preliminary final land development plan for MHS Family Center plat 1382 is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 18 in the department head recommendation section of the agenda item.
Thank you. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second to Mrs. Nutt's motion?
I'll second it.
The motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion on this part of this motion? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. And that concludes that item.
Thank you.
All right. The next item is E. It's the request to conduct the 7th Annual 2024 Trogues Bikes and Beers Bike Event Saturday, April 27th, 2024, beginning at 8 a.m. And I'll turn to Mr. Emmerich on this item.
Garth is out of training, so he asked me to pick this one up for him since I'm already registered for the event. I told him I would do it. So a request was received from Sam Arcata to hold the 7th annual Turn Spikes of Beer event on Saturday, April 27th, starting at 8 a.m. The event starts at Trent's Independent Brewing and proceeds east on Hirsch Park Drive, then turning right onto Lindell Avenue since Slaughterville Bridge is out, before traveling back through Hirsch and surrounding areas. Bike riders will return on Loudermilk Road, turning right onto Hershey Park Drive before finishing back at the Trent's Brewery. No roads will be closed for the event, however, a partial lane safety buffer will be implemented for the safety of the bike riders and vehicular traffic at the beginning of the event. What Garth told me is they're looking at pushing the through traffic over to the left lane so that the riders can get out of the driveway and turn right without having a lane of buffer. Their post will be manned by an on-duty police officer, an on-duty CSO officer for a short period of time. If a CSO or officer is needed for extra duty, the organizer is aware of the township's reimbursement program policy and has indicated their understanding and acceptance of the policy. I'll go on to add that in past years, Bikes and Beer has donated money to our Friends of Park and Rec as part of their event. Bikes and Beer does 80 breweries in 20 states across the nation.
What time do you expect that will it end? So we have the starting time at 30.
Yeah, so at 8 a.m. they start the first 45-mile wave. They can 8:15 or 8:30 is the second 45-mile wave. Then they do two 30-mile waves and a 15-mile wave of riders. If you're doing 45 miles, it's probably taking you 4.5 hours or less. So you're back in around 12:30, 1 o'clock. The event generally runs till about 3 with live music and food and, of course, the two beer tokens.
Any other questions for Mr. Elmer? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the request to conduct the 2024 7th Annual Trover Spikes Brew event on Saturday, April 27th, departing at 8 a.m., over various township roadways and route to Derry Township Police Department, be hereby approved. On a route approved by the Derry Township Police Department.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second? Motion.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zaguda. Any questions or discussion? Just note, and you may have mentioned this, Chuck, but in case you didn't, if an officer or CSO would be needed for any extra duty assignment as part of traffic control, et cetera, the event organizer is aware of the township's reimbursement policy and has indicated their understanding and acceptance of the policy. So if there's any overtime needed or funding needed for providing that service, the owner has agreed to that. All right, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. All right, that takes us to Supervisor Board and Committee reports. We'll start with Mr. Zaguda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have nothing tonight except Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Mr. Zaguda. Mr. Corrado.
Nothing to report. Thank you.
Mrs. Nutt. And the only report I have is just a general update on the Veterans Memorial. There have been a lot of work streams associated with the memorial. We haven't had a formal update in some time. We're due to have a more formal update when Mr. Chrisman is here, and we can have members of the Courtyard Honor Foundation present, and we can put plans up on the board. But suffice it to say, things are coming together very quickly at this point. And we will be breaking ground on the project within the next 60 days. We'll have a formal announcement, and we'll do more in terms of showing the public from the screen here what the final plan looks like, but it has come together, and we're very pleased with the project at this point, and the Courtyard of Honor Foundation will essentially oversee the construction of the project at Chocolate Town Square Park. It will include renovations to Chocolate Town Square Park as well as the construction of the Veterans Memorial at that site. So it's going to be extensive, and it will prevent folks from using Chocolate Town Square Park for some period of time while it's under, while that site is under excavation and development. But I promise that the next meeting will have more specifics for everyone so that people are better informed about what's going to happen with the park. But we're very close. So that's only given sort of a little mini update tonight, but there will be a more detailed update at the next meeting. All right, with that, we'll go to departmental reports. And I'll start with Mr. Sassaman from the Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just two quick things. 79 calls for the month of February. And last evening, we started our new hazmat refresher program that we have to do every year for recertification. And that will last for 2 weeks. And that is all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Public Works, Mr. Clark.
I just have a couple things. I hope to wrap up this week cleaning up trees and branches that we've had laying along the right-of-ways here on all the roads from the one snowfall that we had. Now that we have some decent weather, we may get out and get after it. I hope to have that wrapped up this week. We're also in the opening stages of preparing parks and opening the restrooms probably in the next week or so in preparation for opening day or practice of a variety of sports activities. Last thing I have is a gentleman in the end of the third row here is Greg Watts, our new assistant public works director. He came tonight so the board could put face to a name. He's currently commuting about an hour and 10 minutes from where? Wernersville area? Odin?
St. Granger.
So he came tonight. He had the privilege of dining in the town here tonight for the first time in a while. So glad to have Greg with us.
Yeah, well, welcome aboard, Greg. We're glad to have you. Big shoes to fill, but I have full confidence that Tom and Mr. Christman have selected the right person for the job, so we look forward to working with you. And it's important that Tom knows that we want our residents to feel like they're customers. So we really appreciate, to that end, you know, doing our best to serve our residents in that way. So, but welcome aboard. Glad you're here. We'll look forward to. Well, I'm sure we'll see you regularly from, you know, around the township.
Thank you.
Ms. Jacobine, the library.
So just a reminder that author Tay Keller will be appearing in the library virtually from the West Coast on Saturday, March 16th at 2 p.m. She's the Newbery Award-winning writer of When You Trap a Tiger, and it's one of our Hershey Read selections. So we're very excited to virtually welcome her to Hershey.
She wrote the book?
When You Trap a Tiger.
Yeah, my gosh, that's great.
That's very good.
I remember that, yeah. Sure. Thank you, Allison. Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
We are working tirelessly stuffing Easter eggs right now. So we've got about 10,000 to fill. So coming up on our 38th annual Easter egg hunt, which will be Saturday, March 23rd at Shank Park. Fire department will be delivering the bunny again this year. We've got some awesome prizes, and obviously, like every other year, we'll have tons of Hershey's chocolate at the event. It'll be rain or shine, so hopefully we'll get a good weather window.
It's a great event every year. Thank you, Zach. Thanks for doing it. Thanks for your whole team that's involved in that. It is a big undertaking. All right, Township Engineer.
No report from you, Tom.
Mr. Emmerich, Community Development.
No hearings this game.
So what will we do with all our freedom? Mr. Christman is at a conference this evening, as is Chief Warner, and that is why you don't see them here tonight. That will take us to the second visitor public comment session, so anyone wishing to come forward, please do so
I just have one question. I guess I could address it to Chuck. When discussing the Lumber Mill project, and you're saying limiting right turn only out of, I assume M Road is what Doug Donis is? Is that M Road?
Yeah.
So they can only make a right coming out of there and a right going in, correct? What's to stop people from going down the alley? And the first stop would be at the, right across from the project. But the next alley would be Simmons Hotels. The next alley would be the Hershey Auto Center. And the last exit would be down by Stumpy's or Old Chocolate Avenue. All three of those areas I just mentioned, regardless of where you are, very difficult to make a left-hand turn onto Chocolate Avenue. So has that been taken into consideration? What is the result? I mean, I see that as a possibility of a higher rate of accidents occurring because people utilizing, I think you said it was 81 trips a day, something like that. I'm just concerned that
I think it's
not only for the building that you're proposing, but it's actually for the people that use those roads.
I think it was Saturday peak hour trips where you need...
Peak hour trips, I mean, and that's... Right. And not only that, but based on the range of sight coming, going west on Chocolate, where that M Road is.
So without getting too deep into the traffic... report, the reason for the restriction on left turn lanes time of day is because there's many times a day when the traffic backs up past that intersection. And if you do want to make a left, you do want to go down to one of those other roads beyond where the traffic's backed up to try and make your left.
Well, I don't know if you've been on that road lately, but today at 4:30, I had to stop just short of the Hershey Auto Center because of the traffic backup. And sometimes it's even back further past the church. So I'm just concerned about, you know, what's the alternative of getting people off the site and turning onto a road that's pretty heavily traveled. And my main concern about, I was asking about Duck Dynasty, if you take a look at the line of sight, I very rarely come out of that way because you can't see cars approaching coming up, even though it's a small hill. You still can't see them until they almost get to Duck's Dynasty or Duck's Donuts. So that's just something that, you know, I just need a little clarification if the board is aware of the risk involved with that traffic pattern.
Yeah, I think we took all of that into consideration when they first came. We had very lengthy discussions about it, which is one of the reasons we required them to do a traffic study. We knew that M Street was too close to a light to be able to have people make left-hand turns out on Chocolate Avenue, but we still need people that go in there for whatever reason to be able to make a left at some point, right? So we purposely were trying to push them down the alley if they have to make a left to make it further down. We've had long discussion with the applicant about the traffic on Chocolate Avenue exactly at the time that you identified. Their project isn't doing anything to solve that problem. They recognize there's going to be issues. Our concern was making sure that to the extent that people are trying to make left-hand turns out of that facility, they do it further down the alley so it's safer for everybody. But it's not going to alleviate traffic at all.
Those roads, this is what I'm referring to. The roads that they would use as an alternative to make a left, it's not that wide, first off. It's not a two-lane road. Basically, it was an alley going back there. So again, we're looking at, you know, how much traffic is going to be on those roads? When are they going to be on those roads? And what impact is it going to have?
Yeah, I think their traffic study addresses the time of day when they expect to have most of the traffic in and out of there. And I think it'll, that information is contemplated in the traffic study. I don't have all the answers in front of me right now, but
I just know that they're going to have a band that's going to be picking up the employees to take to Hershey Entertainment.
Yeah.
And that's going to be several times during the day.
Yeah, they're going to have to be really careful around rush hour. They're going to get stuck in the
same truck. And again, the route they would take would be one of the three I described.
And they are making improvements to a lot of those alleys back there just for that reason.
Well, I just was concerned about the traffic.
No, that was our number one concern about that whole project.
And you say the traffic light is out of the question there at N Street?
Yes. We're not putting a traffic light in where M Street intersects traffic.
I mean, I think we'll save a lot of the problems.
I think putting a light there is only going to back traffic up even further.
Well, it's one more light, no different from the one at Ridge and Lynn. It's the same, same thing. You're going to be stopping them regardless of whether there's a light there or not. At least it gives the opportunity for people coming out of the city as well as the high rise. Come out and enter on Chocolate Avenue instead of always having to make a right-hand turn. I think it's something we can consider.
We can certainly consider it. I don't know if there's any. I don't know that there's really a good solution. Truthfully,
I just think a traffic light in that intersection or M Street, I think you referred to, might solve a lot of the other problems down the road further, so to speak.
We can take that under advice.
All right. Thank just you. Wanted to bring it to your
attention. Yeah, I appreciate that, Mr.
Okay,
Campbell.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to offer public comment? All right. Seeing as no one has come forward, we will close that session of the visitor public comment, and we can move to the next item, which is adjournment. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And motion by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second
by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please vote aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.